Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Man, you already know what the fuck this is. DSA Radio back. Crazy exclusive coming out, man. I'm here joined as always, my brother, my partner in crime of this shit, 3 Letterman. Dre, what's good, my dude?
Man, what the fuck is good out here, man? PSA motherfucking radio. Me and my bro, motherfucking Timbo. Y'all know what the fuck it is, man. What's good, man?
Man, we got a special guest, man. And
the God. The God, Lord Jamar,
yeah.
Goddammit. You know what I mean?
Speaking on some current topics that are going on, and we got to get the man off himself. Just, you know, we kind of like an ambassador, I guess, right? What's going on? And really keep his mind on shit, so. I mean, what better place than the man to call up PSA Radio? Been on a few times already, and
what?
As they say,
what?
Yeah, it's gonna be dope. So we got some topics for Lord Jamar. Call up, talk about it, and very controversial too, but. Dre, speaking on one of the topics, did you get a chance to see the ESPYs?
Unfortunately, I didn't get to see the ESPYs last night. I'm kind of mad at myself. I didn't get to watch it last night. Did you watch it at all?
Okay. I watched a little bit of it. Shout out to Devin Still, man. And his daughter, Leah, going through the whole cancer.
Word.
Tragedy. And, you know, they're giving him... they get coverage of wars too, and things like that. So it's dope to see that, you know.
Well, let me ask you a question, Timbo. Did he win an award? Did his daughter win an award, or?
Yeah, his daughter won an award, and so did he. You know, they're really doing a lot for cancer right now,
right?
As far as research goes, and things like that. So. He's really doing a lot, but it's good to see. It's really good to see that get recognized. But we got to speak to Lord Jamar about this Caitlyn Jenner Arthur Ashe Courage Award. I would have liked to see that Courage Award go to Leah. Still
facts, though. Facts, though, Timbo. Talk that shit, my nigga. Facts, though. Facts.
I'm just like, man, it doesn't make sense to me why this wasn't given to that family right there after what they've gone through and endured. You know what? Not even so much just like on a national scale and in the media so much. I know it has been televised, but what those people have gone through behind closed doors as well, you know, and Devin still talked about it. I don't think there was a dry room in that place when he said, you know, he was shouting at his daughter saying how much he loves her. And then he was like, In the 5 years that I've known you, you've taught me more about life than I've ever known. You know, and that's some deep shit. When you, like, cancer in a kid, it's just, it's horrible. It's a tragedy.
Word.
You know? And to be able to fight through that, it's, you know, what is more of a display of courage than that? I don't get it. You know?
And Timbo, you're absolutely right, man. Let's be real, man. I mean, it's a fucking joke. That fucking Bruce Jenner. Yeah, Bruce fucking Jenner. I'm not calling you no fucking Caitlyn. Your name is fucking Bruce Jenner. Gets a fucking Arthur Ashe Award. What does that got to do with sports? I understand Bruce Jenner was in track and field. I get that. I remember seeing this cat on Wheaties boxes, my nigga, when I was a shorty. So I understand his legacy, what the fuck he meant to that sport. You know what I mean? But my nigga, just because you decided one day that you wanted to you know, some transgender shit, ESPN need to really look themselves in the mirror and be like, what the fuck was we thinking about?
Yeah.
I mean, even ESPN is on some coon shit, my nigga. Really?
I'm telling you. Yeah.
You just sat here, Timbo, you just sat here on the show and said that you watched this shit last night and to see this man talk about his daughter and stuff like that. And I'm pretty sure in the 5 years that little girl is born, he has to endure a lot. And that shit probably made him a stronger individual. You get what I'm saying? But this mother clown ass nigga gets a fucking Arthur Ashe Award? What was the room like when Caitlyn was getting an award, Timbo?
I mean, it was
quiet. Was it standing ovation?
People were listening and stuff like that, but, you know, to see...
No, was it a standing ovation, though, my nigga? Was it a standing... Did you get a standing ovation?
Of course.
Oh, my Lord and mercy, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
But, you know, the Devin Still shit was a lot more impactful, in my opinion. But, you know what? Let's wait for this. Let's get the man on himself. Good friend of the show. Just a great, solid dude also, man. Let's get him back on. Lord Jamar. Jamar, what's good, man?
Peace. What's poppin'? Peace, God. What's good, man? I'm great. How y'all?
Good, man. Good. Jamar, we were just speaking about it. We wanted to start off like this. Did you get a chance to watch the ESPYs last night?
Of course not. I'm not going to that bullshit. But I saw a clip. I saw a clip of the nigga on the news or whatever, you know.
Now, what do you think about that? You know, I got a chance to watch it, and I watched the, I don't know if you followed the Devin Still and his daughter Leah going through cancer and really persevering through that and what they're doing
right.
for cancer research, you know, and that's just heartbreaking. You know, he explained it, like, when their kid has cancer, it's just, that's a tragedy, you know, to be
right.
able to persevere through that too. But then you got Caitlyn / Bruce Jenner up here getting the Arthur Ashe Courage Award. What
right.
what goes through your mind when that shit happens? When you saw that, what did you think?
I mean, there's a lot of things that comes to my mind. You know, there's also that dude that got like one, he's missing one leg and one arm,
yeah.
but this nigga was
yep.
still on Dancing with the Stars and all kind of shit. Like
mm-hmm.
that's some courageous shit. You know,
absolutely.
Well, one of the first things I thought of when I saw this motherfucker is, you know, I thought transgender was supposed to be about being comfortable in your skin, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when I saw clips of that nigga, that nigga looked mad uncomfortable. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
like this motherfucker don't know how to walk in high heels, and he got his fucking lip injections, and this nigga looked mad uncomfortable. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know where the comfortability factor comes in at. But as far as being courageous for doing something that society is trying to promote right now, like, what is really courageous about that? Like, look
exactly.
at all the accolades he's getting. He's on the cover of, you know, Vanity Fair, you know, which broads who have, you know, all their life, who real women who all their life probably want to be on the cover of that shit, couldn't be on it. And now this nigga just decides he want to be a broad, now he on the cover. He getting commendations from the president, awards and shit from these motherfuckers. I mean, what's so courageous about it? Like, you know what I mean? Getting
mm-hmm.
paid off of it. Like, this is a great fucking publicity stunt.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask me.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So yeah, it's some bullshit. It's like, you know, it's all part of a bigger plan.
But Jamal, why would ESPN? And I understand this cat was in track and field. What, late 70s, early 80s? Am I right on that? I know when I was a shorty, he was on the fucking Wheaties boxes
in the,
and all that.
He was in the 70s. I remember when this nigga was on the boxes and shit.
Mm. Why would
he was
ESPN...
the man, quote-unquote, back then.
Don't you find it funny, awkward, that ESPN would be like, all right, we're going to throw you the Arthur Ashe Award, though, of all awards?
Well, see... That also ties in how they're trying to use black people as part of the face of this. They're trying to use our struggles and intertwine it within their so-called struggle. But it's not the same fucking thing, and it's an illusion. And, you know, it's almost a slap in the face to Arthur Ashe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He got, you know, he had AIDS, but it wasn't for being gay. You know what I mean? Like,
well, yeah.
I don't know how he felt towards gay people, but... You know, any normal human being knows that shit ain't right, man. And that shit looks ridiculous.
You know what happened and what I was thinking about the whole time? You know, going through this whole transgender, the change and shit like that, it's not like ESPN covered that. ESPN had nothing to do with covering going through his change. But now they decide to give him the award. Now, with Devin and Leah, they covered everything. You know, you would see specials on it with cancer research and things like that. And then all of a sudden, you're getting this person getting the award for courage when you've been covering Leah this whole time. Saying,
well, maybe
you know,
ESPN wasn't covering it, but, you know, other Walt Disney affiliates cover it, and that's who's the parent company of ESPN is Walt Disney. So they didn't have to cover it per se, but Walt Disney's going to come in and be like, yo, y'all motherfuckers is going to give an award to this motherfucker, and that's who it's going to go to. You know what I mean? It's just opportunism. You know, they're not, ESPN should be the last place that you even hearing about this type of shit, to be honest.
But,
because that's supposed to be a bastion of masculinity. Like, niggas watch SportsCenter and shit like that. That ain't supposed to be no transgender shit going on in there. Although, did you hear about the transgender MMA fighter?
Oh, boy.
A transgender MMA fighter beating the shit out of women. Okay.
Oh, shit.
Shit is crazy. It's not in the UFC, though. It's in a lesser,
one of the other
league or some shit like that. But, this motherfucking transgender MMA fighter shit.
Hey, I
that. That's the only thing.
Transgender.
Exactly. But for me, that would be the only story that I would feel ESPN would even be in the realms of covering, because, that's a sports story. Like, his sports story is so far back, like, what the fuck? Like,
you're
going to pull that shit out? Like, come on, man. You know what I mean? What about the Negro League fucking greats and shit who the shit that they did back in the days? I don't see these motherfuckers getting no awards and shit. National Page and these niggas. I don't care if he's dead or not.
Well, Jamal, let me ask you a question. Do you think ESPN would affiliate himself with him if he didn't run track and field? Would he have got that award? Is it just because he ran track and field and his name was Bruce Jenner?
It's a sports thing. So they had to have the sports tie-in. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know if they could have done it. I don't know if they could have done it if he had not, won the decathlon and all that back in the day. ESPN, but somebody else would have did it. You know what I mean? And I'm sure somebody else is still going to do it. Like, you know what I mean? It just so happens that it was easy to make that tie-in from a sports background.
Now, Jamar, if you're these other families, we saw the young woman who was actually in high school also that was on the basketball team that passed away, that had terminal disease. And if you're these other families, I know you're not in it for this type of recognition, but are you feeling at all some type of way seeing this person up there receiving this shit?
I mean, I'm sure you must in some kind of way if you see the ridiculousness in it. If you have any kind of true brain in your fucking head, and you see that this is fucking ridiculous. Like, this is awarding mental illness is what it's doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for them to try to pull everybody else into the mental illness, that's what makes it even really more crazy. Because for me to be crazy is one thing. But for me to force you to acknowledge my craziness, that's a whole other animal. You understand what I'm saying? Like, if I decide in my mind, that I'm a dog, you know what I mean? And I start doing dog shit. I start pissing on trees and, eating out of bowls and stuff like that with my mouth and all that. You're going to look at me, okay, that's on him. But now what if I cause society to say, no, you have to call him a dog, you have to tell him to sit, you have to pet him, all of this, you know what I mean? That's a little crazy, isn't it? Like, why should you have to be involved in that? And that's what society's trying to do right now. And if they give me an award for acting like a dog, that's even crazier. even crazier. But it's the same thing that he's doing right now.
As a family member, too, if like a Devin Still and then like I said, the young woman in high school, these people didn't choose to have this type of disease or something happen to them, but they persevered through it. Now, with this person, Caitlin Bruce, they chose to, they can make this transition if they would like to, or they don't have to. You have that decision. But when you're diagnosed with something like cancer, You know what I mean?
Listen,
like you,
these people, of course, these people that, you know, went through this with the cancer and all that, they don't want no fucking awards at the end of the day. They want their loved one back or whatever the case may be. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At the end of
yeah.
the day, fuck these awards. Like, you know what I mean? Like when I really think about it, if I was a family member, I'd be like, fuck that award shit. Like, you know, even if I did feel my loved one deserved it more, it's like, fuck that. That doesn't really mean anything at the end of the day. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, we're not out here to worship false idols and shit. You know what I mean? It's like,
mm-hmm.
fuck that shit. You know what I mean? I love
yeah.
I love the person who, you know what I mean, the award should have been for, and I'll give back all these rewards if I can get that person back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the type of shit
yeah.
they're truly thinking in their mind.
Yeah.
So us, as the people outside looking in, you know, who have some sort of rationale in our mind, when we look at it and we weigh it, we say, nah, this doesn't make sense. This doesn't equate to this. This seems more
mm-hmm.
courageous to me than this. You know, that's
yeah.
that's what we're gonna say. But at the end of the day, you know, it's not what it's that's not what it's about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The war is not necessarily about courage, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's about who the fuck they want to promote at a given time. Period.
Wow. Listen, man. I understand that. Well, I don't understand because I can't fathom that. You decide one day that you want to be a transgender. You decide you want to be a woman.
Right.
I mean, the thought process of that, Jamal, like, his kids, they got to feel some kind of way. Don't they, my G? Like, their kids looking at him like, Dad, really? You out here looking fucking crazy. I mean, if your father decided to go that route, how would you, as Lord Jamar, feel? Even though I know you're a person with knowledge and understanding, but how would you go about that?
My pops is a person with knowledge and understanding, so he would never do that. I can't fathom that. You see what
right.
I'm saying? Like, those type of hypotheticals, for me, I can't fathom it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he would never do that. My pops is a real fucking man. You know what I mean? This nigga was giving me fucking beer to sip when I was like five. You know what I'm saying? Like, this motherfucker was cursing and all. He's a real fucking man. Like, you know what I mean? So I don't know. Like, of course that would be some crazy shit. Of course that would be some crazy shit. Like, but here's the thing: when money runs your life, and you've sold your soul to money, there's certain things that you're going to be willing to accept. See, and they've chipped away for the longest time. Like how many rich people's wives accept the fact that their husband gets pussy on the side because he's rich? You see what I'm saying? So how many fucking rappers or executives or niggas who probably never was homos turn to some homo shit because of money and shit like that?
Yeah.
Turn a blind eye to their morals because of money.
Yeah.
You see? So for the average person, if you ain't getting no money out of this shit, especially, this shit is real crazy. But these motherfuckers are benefiting directly. His kids are going to benefit directly from what he's doing right now. Financially, they're going to benefit. So it's
financially,
you know what? Fuck it. Dad want to be a fucking a woman? You know what I mean? That's going to get
right.
me more
yeah.
paper, more fame. You see what I'm saying? Because it's entirely
but Jamar,
like a fucking
Jamar.
Jersey.
But big homie, what? You really think they're soft? Their kids are looking like we're going to make more money because Pops decided to come out the closet? How much more money are they going
to
get?
Pops decided to come out the closet. I think somebody presented this to Pops, and Pops said, I'm down. Fuck it, I'll do it.
Also, Illuminati shit. Jamal, also Illuminati shit, my nigga?
Oh, this is so much bigger. Well, not Illuminati, because I don't call those people Illuminati. The Illuminati are the people that bring light to things. I'm the Illuminati.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? These niggas ain't bringing light. These niggas ain't bringing light to shit. Whatever the word for keeping shit in the dark, that's what the fuck they are. Okay? But we calling them the Illuminati, and at the end of the day, we're making ourselves scared of our own selves, because we're the Illuminati, not them.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck these motherfuckers. But is this a plan by the powers that be? Yes, this is much bigger than Bruce Jenner. This is much bigger than that nigga. Come on, the whole setup of it, it's like, yo, if you decide to do this, we're going to set you up, we're going to have God, we're going to roll it out like this. They already had the rollout. They just needed a person to do it. Mm-hmm. And they presented it to him, you know what, this family got a lot of influence, Shh, yo, Bruce, what's up? Fuck it, I ain't doing nothing. I've been in these bitches' shadow for the longest time. Might as well be a bitch. You know what I mean?
You know?
And overshadow these fucking bitches that been overshadowing me. And that's just what the fuck he's doing right now. He's the biggest one right now. So, shit. If he writes a book, it's going to be a bestseller. He's gonna, you know what I mean? Like, come on.
A reality show is going to come in the fall.
And he still wants to get pussy. He wants to have his cake and eat it too. This nigga still wants pussy. He ain't cutting his dick off. He ain't that crazy. He ain't that into it. Cut your dick off, nigga. Banana your dick. And we'll see how committed you are to this shit. Nigga. But you're not that committed.
It was presented, Bruce. You haven't been on the ESPN. You haven't been spoken about sports for so many years. I swear to God, you do this, you're getting the Arthur Ashe Courage Award as an ESPY.
Listen, that was just part of it. That's just part of it. They didn't do it for that. That's just one of the many things that he's going to get out of it.
That money, though, coming in.
You know what I mean? They didn't even name that at the time. They were just told a myriads of things. You know what I mean? They told them myriads of things. They told them what the end fucking result could be.
I told them
motherfucker,
dream.
You might, motherfucker, give it 10 years, you might be president. Okay? you do this. We don't know. That's what the setup was. You let your black man in, then you go let the woman in, and then after that, shit. Once we really push forward with all this gay shit, who knows? You have a cocksucker in the White House.
Oh, man.
Not that there wasn't already some, but now a cocksucker in a dress.
There we go. Yo, off of this real quick, there's a couple more topics, man. I wanted to talk about breaking news, by the way. Birdman is now suing Jay-Z and Tidal for $50 million for releasing the Free Weezy album. Saying that it's a desperate attempt to save their struggling music streaming service. $50 million.
Okay. That's whoa. So, I mean, that's some money shit. I ain't got nothing to do with that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, y'all niggas figure that shit out. Like, you know what I mean? First of all, did Weezy's album sell $50 million worth of units? You know what I mean? Like.
Exactly.
I don't know where that number is even coming from, but, you know. Okay.
Not only that, available for free download.
He might have the right to do that. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. He might have the right to do that. I don't know. Like, I don't really care about, you know.
Yeah.
Jamal, let me ask you a question. Jamal, let me ask you a question. If your brand new beats drop today, you guys drop today, right? Y'all popping like you guys were popping in the early 90s. And Jay-Z said to you, Jamal, Sadat, Fuba, we want to get your music through Tidal. Would you have gone over there, and do you like the structure that they're doing as artists?
I'll be honest. I don't know enough about what he's doing. You know, like, I've heard little peripheral shit about it. Supposedly he's giving the artists a higher royalty and all that. You know, I'd have to really look into it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, Jay-Z used to be my neighbor, so I don't have a problem against Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Fucking, but...
Wait, hold on, Jamal. Hold on. You just can't squeeze that through, big homie. You said he was your neighbor?
We was neighbors for years, B. Took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. That was that. I lived it there first.
I thought he's from the BX. I thought he's from the Bronx this whole time. My bad, Jamal. I didn't know you lived in Brooklyn. My bad.
I'm from New Rochelle, but I lived in Brooklyn for like 10 years.
Oh, okay.
During the 90s, early 90s, when Brooklyn was popping. You know what I mean? When I used to fucking come through on Fulton Street and the nigga Biggie Smalls was just out on the block, you know what I mean, trying to catch little girls coming home from school, and I grab the nigga up and we go smoke a L, and you know what I mean, be rhyming, mm-hmm. cracking jokes and all that type of shit. This is when niggas didn't really know, but I knew about him because he did that Come On, Motherfucker, Come On.
Come on.
But that shit wasn't even out yet, really, you know what I mean? So, but I knew he was nice from that. You know what I mean? So I was fucking with Big, like, way before. You know what I mean? Shouts
right.
to Jay-Z, brought me his Reasonable Doubt, sat in the Lexus with him. He played the whole album for me. You know what I mean? He gave me his first single in my lifetime, all of that. Like, you know what I mean? I was there for all that great Brooklyn stuff. Foxy Brown. You know
Word,
what I mean?
Fox.
Was at my crib, like, before she came out. You know what I mean? Her brothers try to bring it to me and see what, you know, what we can do. She used to wear baseball hats and stuff at that time. You know what I mean? I'm like a little female gangster. You know what I mean?
Word. I fuck with Foxy, though. I can't fuck. Foxy delivery was one of the illest delivery. Even as a female, her delivery was better than a lot of niggas and shit. You know what I mean? I can't even fuck with Foxy.
She's young when I married her, though. I got great farm Brooklyn years.
Okay.
Jamal. Oh, yeah, I say that. That's my boy, but at the same time, yeah, I'd have to look at it and see. I don't know.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. When Jay-Z was rocking that chain, the seven-letter chain, did you feel any kind of way? Because I never knew Jay-Z to speak about, you know, stuff that you guys are speaking about, X-Clan, you, Public Enemy, groups like that, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to say I felt any type of way like how I know some God that I know felt a type of way. You know, but I definitely was curious about it. You know what I mean? Like, okay, what's this about? What is he? What's the statement that you're trying to say here? You know what I mean? I was hoping that it meant, yo, I'm trying to fuck with the gods. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because Jay-Z is a very influential person. You know, I've seen him make people go from gold to platinum, fucking from throwbacks to button ups. You know what I mean? Like, whatever
Word.
This nigga say, I've seen him make niggas start drinking Cristal and all of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, shit. I was like, shit, put that motherfucker on. Pop that shit hard. You know what I mean? So that, you know what I mean? If you're going to use your influence to bring people to us, I'm with it. You know what I mean? So I wasn't as upset as some people. I was like, yo, just use it as a teaching opportunity. When people say, yo, what's that chain? Now this is your opportunity, you know, to be like, that's what that chain is. You know what I mean? And I'm talking about the gods and earths on the street, you know, that might have a problem with. You know what I mean? Let them speak up for what it is, you know? But I wasn't mad at him. And then he ended up giving it to Jay Electronica.
Well, I seen that. Yep.
Well, I feel is a little more worthy. You know, but
yeah.
still the gods had a problem with that, too. You know what I mean? So, it's like, you know, I feel, you know, as long as they ain't out there advocating that they God and doing some shit that's detrimental to us, and now they looking at us in a bad light for what they do, you know what I mean? Then, you know, I'm not all that upset with it, you know?
Okay. What's the biggest concert you ever had, though, that you Brand Nubians and whoever toured together that we might not know of, that you've never even talked about?
Biggest concert?
Yeah, like a bill that you, yada, 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 these rappers, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I don't know. Well, do you mean like crowd-wise or just the amount of rappers on it?
Yeah, the bill with the rappers, though. You know what I mean?
True. I don't know. We got a nice one coming up in Rochester and shit. There's a lot of
talk fun. About it. Let's talk about that. What you got in Rochester, my G?
Hang on. Let me open up my phone, go to my IG
right.
real quick. But I know it's like us, Public Enemy, fucking damn, I wanna say Big Daddy Kane. I mean, okay, as I'm opening my thing, my shit up right now, like we just did Rockefeller Center, okay, and that was Brand Nubian, Dos Effects, Rakim, The Lox, Pete Rock, Neil Smooth, Shabba Ranks, Mace.
I can do that.
And it was supposed to be DMX, but he got locked up on his way inside the jank.
But Jamal, how does Mace, how does funny style ass Mace get on that? I'm sorry, I'm just curious to know.
Listen, that's the promoter, you know, reaching out to people and promoting how he promotes, you know, like.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the Rochester. It's Public Enemy, Redman, Method Man, Naughty by Nature, Scarface, Kid and Play, Kumo D, Brand Nubian, Chubb Rock, Dos FX, Keith Murray, and DJ Kool.
Wow, my nigga, that's my kind of shit though, Jamal.
Through the years we've done a lot of shit like this. You know what I mean? So I can't say what's the biggest one, but this is probably one of the biggest ones recent. You know what I mean?
Okay, that's what it is.
Now, crowd-wise, I'm going to say about 25,000 out in Germany. You know what I mean? That's some festival type of shit. You know what I mean?
Does it fuck your head up like when you're in Germany and the crowd knows every lyric to a Brand Nubian song? Does it fuck your head up like, wow?
Absolutely. Especially the first time we was there. It was a bunch of blonde-haired, blue-eyed, looked like the Hitler Youth out in that motherfucker. And they was going crazy, you know what I mean? Sure, knowing every word, fucking making the stage shake. These niggas wanted to buy our shirts off our backs. Like, it was crazy.
Damn. All right, Europe got some of the biggest hip-hop heads as far as fans
go. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And they really like real hip-hop, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
real.
Bullshit.
I heard because it's still kind of like, it's not mainstream over there, which makes it actually more appealing. And more fans. It's crazy. Yeah, man.
Right.
There's crazy hip hop heads out there. Jamar, I wanted to ask you this. I don't know if you wanted to comment or heard anything about this, but people have been referring to the new Death Row, as in quote unquote, as this whole Cash Money thing that's unfolding before us, you know, and the reports saying that Birdman is behind shooting up Lil Wayne's tour bus. And, you know, trying to actually get a hit off him. So they've been indicted now. They are named in an indictment as far as shooting up the tour bus. Now, when you hear kind of like a Death Row, is this the new Death Row or anything like that? I mean, what kind of, is there anything that
I'm saying no new Death Row, but, you know, it's just an old story making itself new again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, these type of stories have played themselves out throughout history, you know?
Yeah.
And until motherfuckers get their minds right, it's going to keep doing that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, but no, I'm not going to call. You know, Cash Money is Cash Money. Death Row is Death Row, you know?
Yeah.
People like to make analogies, but it's a totally different type of situation.
Different time, different eras.
All of that, everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everything about it is different. But I can see the similarities that somebody would try to make.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think this shit is bugged the fuck out that, you know, allegations that, you know, Birdman and them and Young Thug and them, the nigga name is P.D. Roscoe, they was the nigga that actually tried to shoot up Wayne's tour bus, and now they're saying that their cell phone footage of the person that after that happened, the first person that he called after the incident was Birdman. I mean, do you believe Birdman would actually try to put a hit out on Lil Wayne?
Listen, there's all kind of shit that goes through people's minds. And when you got money, you know what I mean?
Mm.
It make you real arrogant. You know what I mean? It can make you real arrogant. You know, you start creating personas for yourself in your mind, you know? So maybe in your mind you feel like if a nigga cross you, you're going to put a hit out on him. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I don't put it past motherfuckers. Niggas put hits out on each other on the street for lesser money than what they did.
Yeah.
$50 million. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's niggas that owe you 50 grand on the street or some shit that's getting killed, or five grand. Niggas... Shit, niggas get shot for $5. You fucking abortion. You know what I mean?
For a nickel bag of weed, goddammit, Jamal. You feel me?
Hey, real talk, me. So it's like, you know, when you're dealing with that type of money and all that, I'm not going to put it past motherfuckers. And motherfuckers want to be all street and gang-related and all of that. And you start to feel like you paint yourself into a corner. You understand what I'm saying? You talk all this shit. You know, you represent this type of shit. And when some shit happens, you have to react in a way that shit dictates. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Since you've been saying this all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know?
Mm.
So maybe.
I don't think that rappers understand that the police are actually watching Instagram, watching Twitter, watching Facebook. They're watching all these social media. I think it's a way to trap niggas, and niggas be falling into the trap. They be snitching on themselves and shit on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. I don't think they really understand that shit, man. You know what I mean?
Either they don't understand or they don't care. Like, you know what I mean? What do most niggas say? Like, I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it is. Like, I don't give a fuck. They're like, I don't give a fuck if the police is watching. Because at the time, they don't truly think that they're watching. But if they're saying if they are, I don't give a fuck if they are. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So then when they find out they really are, that's what it's for shit. You know what I mean?
Hip hop police are out there. They're watching everything. Still.
Yeah, and they're watching even more because other people's watching for them. We're watching for them. Everybody got a phone with a camera on it and video and all that type of shit. And, you know what I mean? This is how information is gathered. Now we all have all these security cameras, and now they're tracking you with your fucking credit card and your phone and your GPS and all this other shit. It's like they're watching, all right.
Yo, Jamal, what's your take on the back and forth between Joe Budden and Meek Mill?
I'm not even aware of it. What's going on?
Oh, okay. Fill him in, Timo. Timo, well, I'll break it down. Basically that, you know, Joe Budden got a podcast, and he said that since Meek and Nicki been dating, he felt that Meek has been kind of soft. You know what I'm saying? And he's been kind of smoochy and shit. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Meek went on Twitter and basically said that, yo, he's, you know, this nigga Joe Budden doesn't have no right to even mention his name and mention his girl, and that, you know, he's a woman beater, yada, yada, yada. And so, you know, for me, Jamal, I really wanted to see them go back and forth in the booth. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck about all that fucking Twitter shit going back and forth. You know what I'm saying? What's your take on Meek Mill and Joe Budden as artists, though? You fuck with Meek as a new generation that I think he's trying to be, they push him as that dude, as the young boy coming up. You know what I mean?
I mean, for me, I don't know if he's that dude. A lot of his songs are very, to me, you know, found a life. Like, you know what I mean? He's always working on that snare. And it's just like, you know. But I think he's one of the more lyrical ones of this generation, you know what I mean? Where dudes want to just be so simple with their shit, at least, you know, at least he got some shit, you know what I mean? He got some a little more lyrical than a lot of these other niggas. And he makes some commercial shit, you know, some good party shit, you know. I ain't really heard a lot of songs from Joe lately, you know what I mean? But I know Joe could rhyme, you know? Joe could rhyme his ass off, like, you know?
Jamal, I don't think Meek want that sauce with Joe or some lyrical shit going back and forth. I don't think Meek want them problems.
I mean, Joe Budden's got a great sense of humor, you know what I mean? He's witty, got the punchlines and all that type of shit. But at the same time, I don't think Meek even wants to fuck with Joe because I think Meek feels like, listen, he's rising up to a higher level now just from fucking with Nicki, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So why should he give this nigga Joe Budden some light right now, you know, on record and all that, and try to revive his career? I'm sure that's what he's thinking in his mind.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
By even you know, paying them the title day on record, you know. So I'll just talk some shit on Twitter, and that'll be that. You know what I mean? But I'm not gonna make a record for this nigga, because yeah, what if he does come back with some shit
right.
like that and fucking right. shit up? You know what I mean? He ain't trying to fuck.
Do you think that him selling them 200,000 in his first week had a lot to do with the Nicki Minaj, you know, relationship?
Absolutely.
That's the bombs. The bombs are like, who the fuck is this nigga now? You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's just residual, you know what I mean? That's like residual hotness, like, you know, not to down his music or nothing. I haven't even heard his new shit. But I know that he didn't have that type of mainstream celebrity, you know what I mean, that he's getting now that he's working with Nicki. You know what I mean?
That's what it is.
Yeah, that's true. I think it is definitely a beneficial thing for both of them. I think that's why they
Absolutely.
Both push it so hard. You know what I mean?
Right.
Her doing much more, and especially, you know, music-wise and things like that, selling.
It's bigger for him, though, but it's definitely helpful for her, too, though.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
This is what you call a win-win. It's a win-win.
Right.
And he's getting some Nicki Minaj pussy out of the deal. You know what I mean? And she's getting some new dick. You see? It's a win-win.
Right. It's a win-win. Right. That's amazing. Yo, Jamal, man. Yo, we appreciate you rocking with us, my nigga, for real, man. Anytime we hit you up, you always fuck with us, man. We really fuck with you up here, bro.
Absolutely.
I appreciate y'all having me on, man.
You already, man.
Yo, salute Jamal for coming on, brother. We appreciate it.
No doubt, y'all. Peace.
All right, brother. Peace. Salute.
Salute.
Lord Jamal coming on the show.
God, Lord Jamal. Third time.
That's a friend of the show right there, man.
Yeah, of course. My nigga, come on. Mook, Jamal, you know what I'm saying? Surf, you know what I'm saying? Arsenal, you know, Pat Stay. Niggas fuck with her, you know what I'm saying? You know, I see niggas out there talking about, we need to get Quill on there. Y'all need to holler at Timbo. Timbo knows he got a personal relationship with Quill. He gonna tell y'all motherfuckers that. Y'all get on Timbo. When I ask you about Daylight, you got to get on Timbo. They both from Cali. Get on Timbo to get Daylight on the show. You know what I mean? We throwing it out there right quick. I got to do that, bro. Holler at Timbo if y'all want Daylight on the show, man.
Oh, man, don't let me reveal the connects that you got and tell people to holler at you.
No, nah, I'm just saying. Quill got me on block mode. He's still blocking me. He's still blocking me and shit from a year, 2 years ago. But it's on
remember.
You know what I mean? But that's what it is, man. PSA, goddammit. You already motherfucker.
PSA fucking radio, man. We got shit in the chamber. We're ready to
do it. This is hot. Yes, sir.
This shit's going to get chopped. I knew Lord Jamar would want to speak on a few of these topics, man, and I think it's important that he came up here to do it. So just watch out for this shit. I mean,
word.
You already know what the fuck this is, man. Them segment boys, PSA Radio. We ain't going
nowhere. Nope.
Hated, least respected, t-shirts coming never.
Never!
I mean, it just is what it is, man. Shout out to my brother Dre, 3 Letterman. Take us out.
Y'all already know what the fuck it is, man. PSA Radio, man. Me and my bro Timbo, man. PSA motherfucking radio, man. I don't give a fuck if you love it or hate it, man. Y'all already know we out here. You can front like you don't know we out here, but you goddamn well know we out here. I don't give a fuck what any of you can say. Holler at your motherfucking boys, man. PSA, goddamn.
That's a fucking outro right there. Salute, man. We out.
Holler.